And this is Mike Osborne in the WMOT Newsroom. Middle Tennessee's first hemp store opened recently. Tennessee Hemp Supply was packed the day I visited. Owner Trinity Mueller was handing out free hemp body cream samples. He believes hemp has pain-relieving properties and could help customers get off of dangerous medications.
Opioids are being prescribed to them at multiple doses per day. If they could just reduce that count or even eliminate that by just rubbing some CBD on their joints.
Customers visiting the store's Facebook page seemed to agree. Some claimed relief from muscle soreness and nausea, while others spoke of anxiety relief. Hemp is a close cousin of the marijuana plant. State Department of Agriculture keeps a tight leash on the 226 farmers licensed to grow the crop. Tennessee Program Coordinator Katie Kilborn says hemp has many uses.
They're using the fiber material to make car parts. We're also seeing an interest in production for animal feed, as well as juicing the plant itself, and just grain production in general.
But retail hemp products like those Trinity Mueller is selling aren't regulated by any government agency, and research is scarce. Mr. Mueller isn't deterred.
The 500 people that have left my store with the sample on their back or their necks or wherever they're hurting that have told me and cried in my arms to say that they're pain relieved, I don't need any kind of peer review.
Last fall, the Federal Food and Drug Administration issued warning letters about hemp extract products, saying, in essence, buyer beware. Mike Osborne, WMOT News.